For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
You and I, Tim, throughout our formidable years, grew up in the era of skinny jeans.
Yeah, I have continued that era. Honestly, loose pants are hard to get around. I've dabbled in linen. Mm-hmm. That's been okay. A baggy jean is still something I think I'd need to work myself up into.
Yeah, I mean, but when we were younger, it was painted on tighter the better. Yeah. As long as your ankles were fully encaptured by these pants, you're golden.
100%.
But as you just touched on before that, there was baggy pants, right? And we loved baggy pants when I was a little kid.
Oh, right, yeah.
But as everything is old is new again, the baggy pants are fully back.
You've got some pretty cool pants, I'll say. Like, you wear, like, pants, for the lack of better description. It snaps, girl.
They're very baggy, you'd say. Yeah, I'm on the Gen Z fashion trend of the baggy pants.
You definitely, yeah, you're one of the more cooler dressed people that I know. I love to tear you down, but unfortunately in this field I just cannot, Davo.
Well, thank you so much. But look, we'll be honest that these baggy pants, they're not for everyone.
Okay.
Particularly someone who has grown up in the era of skinny jeans. I'm still getting used to them.
Right, okay. Well, I've only known you for a couple of months. I don't think I've seen you in a tight pant whatsoever. So you're really committing to this. So yeah, props to you, mate. You're braver than a lot of us.
To be honest, once you're in the baggy pants, you're never going back. They're so damn comfy.
It makes sense. Like, why does everything have to be that tight? Yeah. You know? Every day I put them on and it's like...
Yeah. Well, that's all right. You got thick legs. And you know you like to show them off. Yeah, I've heard
the best
you
legs
around
in the
office.
Building. I have the best legs in the building.
Yeah, I've got great wardrobe. You got some great legs, bro.
Thank you very much. That's why we show them off.
Well, this morning I had an incident and something happened.
Oh, no.
I took one of the great tumbles of all time on the way to work.
Oh, no. Now, you walk downhill, so I'm immediately worried for you. So, falling as an adult... Like, I don't think you're at an age or a personality where you've had a fall.
Thank you.
You've just tripped. You've fallen down, but you haven't had it, because otherwise I would have got a call and it's like, Tim, I've had a fall.
Yeah, I can't get
up. Help, I can't get up. No one wants to help me up. How did you take a tumble, my dear?
Well, you're saying that I'm walking downhill, but this was actually up the
stairs.
Oh, no.
That's of the ways you can fall. Falling up isn't the worst.
No, well, this wasn't great, because what had happened is the baggy pants took over. I tripped. So I got caught on one of the legs.
Yeah, so toes into the pants.
Yes. Yeah. Then the other leg tried to help the situation, but was also trapped in my pants.
Like a finger trap
situation. Like a finger trap. I was fully stuck in these pants, man, these baggy pants. And off I had with no hands to help me.
Oh, no.
One had my phone in it. The other one was sore. Well, the other arm was out, but I was distracted by the pant. And I fell up the stairs, chest onto the ground. And then just awkwardly, like, scoop myself up.
Was it kind of like you fell and you're up on your, and you're on that diagonal because it says, and did you like, did you go down a few steps?
I didn't. It was literally like chest into the stair.
Oh, man, how's your top quadrant? That would have hurt.
Oh, brilliant.
Lucky you've got some safety bags there. It could have been worse.
Bounced off, did a backflip.
2032 Olympics, Davo, we'll see you there.
Mate, absolutely.
Team.
Careful of the pants, though, not for everyone.
All right. So as much as they look cool, they have different scars from the skinny jeans.
You'd
so
be warned.
Anyway, if I could have the security footage of your apartment, that'd be excellent. Tim and Davo. There's a few bugs going around town at the moment. And in our household, it seems to have taken down all the members. My wife and I reckon, so our son was this weekend. He wasn't feeling that flash. Rallied, it's been fine for the rest of the week. My wife, she started feeling a little bit average the other day, and I reckon I'm a day behind her.
Yeah, not good. That's not. Are you just trying to tee up a day off tomorrow right now, or like is that what we're doing here? I want to say I really appreciate you not giving me a kiss on the lips this morning when you got
today.
In here, because you're not well.
Yeah, tomorrow, back and forward next week. But this is the second time that I reckon I'm not going to. I'm going pretty good, I reckon.
Like, yeah, you're flying, mate.
Just,
look at you.
Yeah. I actually, on the drive into work, this smart car that I've bloody got, oh, my God. It was flashy. It's like if it thinks you look tired, it'll be like, get it, pull over, have a coffee, stay alert. It did it about five times. I was like, I must look crap.
Yeah.
If my car is trying to pull me over.
It's not good, man.
We woke up this morning. We're all feeling a little bit flat. And my wife and son, and they're sitting on the couch. They're all cuddled up, and they've got a blanket. And I was like, well, there's not enough blanket for the three of us. I'm feeling pretty meh there's a blanket that we have in our house, and I think I would have got this when I was a baby, and it's a Sesame Street blanket, and it was my sick blanket for when I was sick when I was a kid. I would lie on the couch, and if I was sick, I would get that blanket out of the hallway cupboard,
yep.
And I would chuck it on, and then it'd be like, oh, geez, Tim must be sick. He's got the blankie out.
Now, look, I know you've got other blankets in your household, and this was not the one you needed to go get, but you have gone with the Sesame Street blanket.
Because I'm not feeling that flash. So I was
even
like,
at 30-something.
32, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm not feeling that great. I'm going to go get the Sesame Street blanket. And then I sent a photo, just a photo of it to my mum, and she went, oh, no. But it's like a comfort thing. There's something about it. I don't know what it is.
Did you look over and was your wife biting her bottom lip like, wow?
No, she was sitting back like in her head in a bowl steaming her sinus. Okay. And she goes, what's going on over there? So I think it's totally fine as a 30-something-year-old to have an emotional support comfort item.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
Because, yeah, I'm a big, tough, manly man, but sometimes we get sick, Davo. Sometimes,
yeah, okay.
Even the best of us,
yeah,
get knocked down a peg. But I'm charging through.
Yeah, well done.
I think today, I reckon tomorrow we'll be fine.
Yeah, of course.
I'm a bit worried. We're
heading into the weekend. You always get better on the weekend.
I'm a bit worried that I've had enough medication today to say some rogue stuff.
Oh, good.
You know?
That's fun. You for a change, which will be great. Hey, I have been making fun of you, but of course we all have comfort items.
Ah, see. Yeah. I knew you had one.
Well, I have one that's sort of an emotional support pig.
Pig?
I have two stuffed pigs by the name of Chubby and Frankfurt.
The rate at which you just came at me for a blanket is wild.
Yeah, but
you,
that's
as
fun.
Someone who's older than me,
that's fun.
Has two stuffed bears. And so when you were crook last week,
you are the man of your household. You're a father and a husband.
No, I'm all about equality. So you're telling me last week when you were crook, you got food poisoning. Mm-hmm. You were at home in bed. You had Frankfurt and Chubby with you.
I will say Frankfurt and Chubby are with me at all times.
even just at Davo.
I said emotional support,
emotional support. Well, I thought we could hit the phones with this. 5223295. Do you have a comfort item for when you're sick? Is it a teddy bear? Is it a blanket?
I know a lot of people use their water bottles as emotional support items.
We had a few messages because we are asking people. Matt from Belmont just said, honestly, mine is my dog. I recover twice as fast when my dog is sitting on my lap or cut it up next to me. And then Sarah in Geelong East, she said, my favorite hoodie from high school. It's ugly and faded, but it's medicine. And I get that.
The hoodie sounds like perfection. I love that.
Again, you are coming at me quite aggressively for someone who sleeps with two stuffed pigs.
Yeah, well, look, that's different. I'm cute.
Sorry, I did forget. I keep forgetting. Silly me. Sean in Clifton Springs, tell us about your comfort item for when you're sick.
I've got two Labradoonas.
That's so cute.
What are their names?
Luminara and Lando.
Oh, and they're giving you lots of love, are they, when you're unwell?
Oh, they're all over me like stink.
Do you think your dogs know when you're crook, Sean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They do, because they lay on me differently.
Oh, what do you mean? Tell us more.
Tell.
Well, if they're just snuggled up beside me, everything's fine. But if I'm not feeling well, they lay on me and press down with their heads to try and put extra weight on me.
Like a weighted blanket, like a Labradoodle, yeah. As you said.
We don't deserve dogs, Sean, and you don't deserve two of them. So that is absolutely, it is absolutely fantastic to hear. And maybe I need to bring in my emotional support blanket.
Please do, mate. I reckon the whole office will have something to say about it.
As long as you bring a cricket bat to bat off all the women, we should be fine.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I live in Armstrong Creek. Now, Armstrong Creek, Mountainee, Charlemont, there are houses popping up left, right, and centre at the moment. And I don't know about you, Davo, but I have no experience in, like, house building. Like, when we grew up, we'd never moved into a house that was built. Like, mum and dad never renovated. Me and my wife don't own, so, like, we've never done, like, a house and land package. Like, have you ever had anything to do with building a house?
Yeah, my ex-partner was a carpenter.
Oh, right.
And he got the job to build an office in the backyard of someone's house, one of our friends' houses. And I actually helped him
Oh, nice.
Put it together.
Right.
You know, putting the insulation in, had a little outfit on. Good fun.
A little outfit. I believe they call it a safety suit. But
yeah.
There's a house across from us. There's been a vacant block for the last like year and a half where we've lived. And in the space of 3 weeks, it's gone from just grass to excavated and leveled, slabs down. And as of today, second story is up. In 3 weeks. So last week, a truck rocked up with a crane.
3 weeks.
Pre-built, like, frames for everything. And just literally, one by one, block it in. Then you can see the tradies. They're all putting it together, making sure it's all right, putting in the support beams. They've done that last week. Mm-hmm. This week, second truck, this morning, rocks up. Lifts up the entire, again, framework onto the second level.
Unreal.
Within 45 minutes, like, before I dropped my son off at daycare, that bitch was up. Is this how, like, I know that now the process, like, finishing it off, but the bones of a house, that is lightning. That is grease lightning, Dave.
I mean, the thing that surprised me the most about this story is that you said 3 weeks. A tradesman would always stretch it out to 3 months. And, you know, and look, tradies, you know it's true.
I did have a bit of fear because they were there from probably 7:30. Truck arrived. It's starting to get up by 9:00. I was out mowing the lawns, started sprinkling with rain, and I was like, we are going to see the fastest clear out in the history. But no, it was a passing shower, and by the time I came to work just before 10 o'clock, they were done, Davo. Is this normal?
It's pretty incredible to see something go from absolutely nothing to this gorgeous house by the end of, as you said, a month.
Yeah, in a month. It's got this giant piece of empty land where people have left crap everywhere, and now I can see a home. It's not a house, Davo. I see the home. Beautiful. There. I can see what they're doing. The garage is in the
Are you working
spot.
For Hickenbotham or what? Like, what's the go? You really?
No, I'll tell you who I work for, I can't afford it. So.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.